It's Old School 104.7. My name is Bam. Locked in early on a Sunday morning. It's the Community Collective with myself and Romeric Anderson.
Good morning, Bam. I'm sorry my energy is not here. It's just we did a whole lot yesterday.
Yeah, so. Man. That's just because I ain't went to sleep since what?
Oh, you stayed up the whole time?
Yesterday.
Okay.
That's why, man. Yeah. I'm still just rolling.
I see you stressed, but I feel it this morning. So please excuse my energy, but I'm here.
I'm with it. Yo, big shout out to everyone that pulled up yesterday to the If You Stay Ready Cruise Night and Concert we had with Inland Empire Cruise Nights at Rancho Alegre in San Bernardino. It was an awesome event. It seemed like...
Let me ask you, man, when you birthed this thought, when you saw it actually in physical form, did it match your thoughts to what it was?
You know what? I'm going to say that it went beyond.
I was going to say, because I know the idea you pitched to me did not seem like what it was on Saturday.
Yeah,
it was a lot more.
And I got to give that all up to the Low Riding Car Club.
Yes, sir.
Motorcycle Club. Old school loving music community.
Yes, yes, man. And they've been supporting us. This will be we're in our second year of this cruise night, man.
Yeah.
And it's been very, very consistent. So shout out to all the supporters.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Everybody that pulled up, hopefully you guys enjoyed yourself. Sugar Free put on an amazing performance.
Big shout out to RX2.
Okay. Yeah, I got a shout out RX2. They're actually taking care of my daughter's boyfriend who was in a recent motorcycle accident.
Is that right?
Yeah, he good.
Right.
But they going to make sure he really good.
That's right. Shout out to RX, too.
Big shout out to RX Injury Attorneys, all right? Those are our people. Now, we have a great show lined up. If you're just checking in with us, it is Old School 104.7, the Community Collective, and every Sunday morning, we love tapping in with you to talk about some cool things going on within the Inland Empire, whether it's a nonprofit organization putting on an event, maybe some local car clubs putting on a fundraiser. We want to know all about everything you got going on.
So if you have a community outreach program, a community leader, or just a great community story, please contact us at 1047cs@gmail.com. Or if you want to say good morning, get a shout out, hear your voice on air, call us 909-619-2932.
Yeah, and big shout out to Glendora High School.
Yeah, man.
I know you pulled up on
it. I had a fun time, man. You know, these high school kids, it's like bring me back to my old school times. But we hung out for lunchtime. I brought some old school music for them to listen to. And it's so cool. You know, with this whole Kendrick situation, he's kind of gapped that bridge from the old school to the new school, that new is being in touch with the old, so it's just a great vibe. Now the kids get to catch up with us.
I already know it was a great event. I'm glad you were out there and connect with them, and they were doing it in honor and celebration of Black History Month.
Yes, sir. So another thing too, because that's something we need to highlight before they take that off the calendar.
It seemed like that might be where it's headed.
Yes, sir.
We gonna keep it rolling for sure. So if you got some events popping up, I know Easter is just around the corner.
Yep.
A lot of Easter events are starting to build and people need sharing and promoting. We are here for that, especially all the community events that have families come out. You know, instead of being in the house on their phones, they out the house.
Let's do some spring break pop-ups.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So please reach out to us. We'd love to spread the word and maybe come out. 909-619-2932. 909-619-2932. Or you could email us all that information as well at 1047cs@gmail.com. So what you got going on?
So after the break, I'm going to have founder Angela McLean of the Olive Branch Development and Empowerment Inc. come in and talk about what she is offering the domestic violence sector for women and children. And in studio, back again, please welcome back Vanessa Perez, Executive Director of Time for Change Foundation. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How's everything? How's the new year kicking off and everything's going for Time for Change?
It doesn't even feel like February. I'm like, are we already in December? Like, what's going on?
No, time. You know, it's like slow fast right now.
Yes.
Like, so much going on,
it's so weird.
But so little time. So how's everything going with you right now?
Things are well, busy as ever. We're getting ready to have two events coming up in the next 2 months. So we're planning for a grand opening of a new shelter come March 15th, and then our annual awards gala on April 11th, which is our annual fundraiser, the biggest fundraiser of the year. And so we're just super excited.
Okay. Before we get into those two events, let's talk about Time for Change. Just give everybody a rundown real quick if they haven't heard what Time for Change Foundation offers the community.
Right. So Time for Change Foundation provides housing and supportive services to homeless women and children, as well as formerly incarcerated men. And we operate soon to be 3 emergency shelters here in San Bernardino. We also have one in the Bay Area. And we also provide permanent supportive housing as well as affordable housing, and then just array of evidence-based supportive services. So we're a licensed drug and alcohol outpatient program. We do employment development with the people that we served in the community. We also provide them with financial literacy skills, life skills, financial literacy skills, and life skills, and everything that they need in order to help them become self-sufficient.
And right now, in the climate, everything going on with the inflation and like a massive unemployment going on, how important is it to have these type of resource buildings?
It's extremely important, especially for the population that we serve, because a lot of the families that we serve are formerly incarcerated. So Having a felony on your record, having criminal history, it doesn't work out in your favor. And so we're making sure that we equip our clients with the skills, the tools, the resumes, the dress for success, you know, practice, mock interviews, and all of the above, just to make sure that they show up to a job interview, not just looking the part, but also confident.
Right. And, you know, that's one of the things when I used to work at Toys R Us, we used to do the hiring for the admin. And that's one of those deals where it's like you could tell the confidence.
Yeah.
And then so for me, it was like the people that wore the open toe shoes to the interview. I was like, that's a little bit too much confidence for me.
I mean, these days they're wearing jeans. They got jean jackets. It's like a whole another level of skill set that
right.
I think society's kind of missing. And so we just want to make sure that we're preparing our people.
Do you think in this new climate, like the office attire is kind of phasing out?
Honestly, I've seen a decline since COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we're still training people in professionalism. And
absolutely.
It honestly plays a bigger impact in their lives because people are more impressed, like, wow, okay, they actually showed up, you know, dressed professionally. And I think there are some employers out there that might not pay as much attention to that, or maybe mm-hmm. it just is not as big of a factor, especially places that they might provide you with a uniform or something like that.
But at the same time, it still makes an impression.
Right.
And that's the thing of everything. It's
right.
just the impression you make on
yep.
the standing as situation.
We tell them, you know, people make their first impression in the first 7 seconds of meeting you.
Right.
So you just want to look your best.
And it's that much harder when you already have a knock on your record
yep.
and they're already doing the background
yep.
check.
Yep.
So, you know, the best thing to do is put your best foot forward.
Yep. And look your best.
If you're just checking in right now, we have Executive Director Vanessa Perez for Time for Change Foundation. She's been in the collective before, but we're just going over some of the opportunities they provide for recently incarcerated persons.
Yes, formerly incarcerated, recently released. A lot of the women that we serve, they're actually looking to get their kids back out of the
mm-hmm.
system. And so we provide legal services and advocacy, and we help get kids back with their moms. We've reunited 325 kids back with their moms out of the foster care system.
Congratulations.
Since we started. Thank you. So, you know, that's something that, you know, we pride ourselves on because we believe that kids deserve to be with their mamas. And just because someone's messed up in their life,
right.
you know, we believe in second chances. And sometimes,
especially after you've already served your time.
Right. But sometimes they just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't know how to, you know, do certain things. And so we provide them with structure, with mentorship. We teach them how to have a household, how to cook, how to clean, how to put their kids to bed, how to feed them breakfast, get them ready for school. All of the things that I think sometimes people may take for granted or not realize that.
Never had the chance to,
right.
to learn.
No.
Right.
And they just don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your March 15th first, and then we'll talk about April 11th.
Okay.
But congratulations on opening another shelter.
Yes. We're so excited about it. This gives us the opportunity to expand our housing capacity and
mm-hmm.
serve more women throughout the year.
How many will this unit hold?
So our homes, they actually house up to 6 women. And so that's what we can legally do.
Mm-hmm.
So this one will add another 6. But when women are coming in and out of our program, we don't have a time limit. Some of them progress a lot quicker than others. So we can have women up to 90 days, up to 6 months,
mm-hmm.
up to 8-9 months, a year at the max, really. And it's not because we're saying, okay, you've been here a year, it's time to go.
Right.
But, you know, some need a little bit longer care and, you know, walking with than others. And so depending on the rate of how women come in and out of our program and reach that self-sufficiency place, mm-hmm. then that will determine the amount of people that we can serve. But we're typically serving around, you know, 115 to 150 annually in just the shelter program. Wow. And so this will give us the ability to go up to about 200 to 250 annually.
Which is probably necessary now. I mean, just everything going on. I mean, yeah. we need all the support we
right.
can get.
Right.
You're checking in right now. That's Vanessa Perez, Executive Director of Time for Change Foundation. And we were just talking about another shelter they're opening up, and that grand opening is going on March 15th. Where is the location of this building?
So the housing facility is in the city of San Bernardino, and so we're just asking if people are interested. The whole community is invited, first of all. So this is a public event. We want to invite everyone to come out and celebrate with us. But if you're interested in attending, please RSVP on our website. And then once you RSVP, we'll have your contact information in the system, and we're actually going to be sending out the address a few days before the event, only because we don't want to publicly put our shelter address
Absolutely.
On the internet.
And if you do want to register, make sure you go to timeforchangefoundation.org, or you can contact 909-886-2994.
Yeah, so Time for Change is celebrating our 23rd annual awards gala. This year's theme is called Unwavering, Igniting Change, Inspiring Hope. So we are going to be honoring 8 outstanding community individuals who are doing phenomenal work for society. And so one of our honorees is going to be receiving the Philanthropist of the Year, which is Miss Taraji P. Henson. She's an actress. She directed
definitely.
A short film called Pepsi and Kim, which mm-hmm. is a short documentary on the life of our founder, Dr. Kim Carter Tillman.
Nice.
So you can find information on that short film on our website. And so we're going to honor her because she's just an amazing philanthropist. Mind you.
Awesome actress as well.
Awesome actress.
Yes.
Great director. She also donated a lot of furniture that we're going to be using to furnish our new shelter.
Come
March 15th. So if you want to come in and check out some of Taraji's old furniture, take a picture, tag her in it, you know,
That's
you might get
hilarious.
A little starshine. So yeah, we're honoring her. We're also honoring country singer John Party. So he's actually been a supporter of Time for Change Foundation. So we're going to give him a shout out, as well as, you know, other local heroes, Ginger Ontiveros, Richard Jeske, who has been such an amazing and instrumental part in our founder, Dr. Kim Carter's life and her transitioning from incarceration into an outpatient program and really just in the whole recovery community.
Right.
And so, I mean, we're honoring 8 individuals, so you can find out more information about our gala on our website. And if you are a business or an entrepreneur, we definitely have sponsorship opportunities. So we're definitely looking for some sponsors to support the event. You can also purchase program book ads, and of course get your individual ticket and come celebrate with us.
Nice. Vanessa Perez, Executive Director for Time for Change Foundation.org. You can contact them 909-886-2994. Make sure if you want to register to check out their new facility March 15th, register timeforchangefoundation.org. The gala itself, it is open to the public?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't ask that part.
Yeah, the gala is open to the public. We typically have around 250 last year. We hit about 320 people up at the Doubletree Hotel in Ontario. So,
oh yes, our friends.
Yes,
we usually do Misty's there. We just did a New Year's Eve there as well.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, then you're familiar with the location. I expect to see you there.
I got my invitation. I do. I haven't even opened it yet. It looks so pristine. I don't even know if I should. I definitely will check you guys out, and that's April 11th. If you guys now, will they have to register for that as well?
Yes. So that is a paid event, and so everything is on the homepage of our website, so they can find out all the information on www.timeforchangefoundation.org.
Okay, great. Anything else before we leave? Any mentions or shout outs you'd like to give?
Just shouting out to the community, everyone who has supported us over the years. I know we have, you know, sponsors who come through every year. Elena Ramos and XFIT, Rowena Ramos, U.S. Bank, State of Brothers Charities. I mean, these are just some of the regular organizations, businesses, people that support us on a regular basis. And so just giving them shout outs because we know that they, you know, they play such an instrumental part, as well as everyone in the community who just shows up
Absolutely.
And supports what we do.
And, you know, especially now, I can't stress how important facilities like yours, your organization and outreach programs just out here in Inland Empire, how important it is right now. But that's why you know, Time for Change Foundation is that much more important for, yeah, you know, reform and just getting mm-hmm. back into society and mm-hmm. just being consistent in life. Thank you for coming in. You know, the door is always open. Yes. If you have anything that you need, yep, make sure you yep. send it to us. It is the Community Collective here every Sunday morning. You can check us out here at 8 a.m. on Old School 104.7. If you have a great community leader, a great community outreach program, or just a great community story, contact us at 1047cs@gmail.com. Or if you want to say good morning, get a shout out, hear your voice on the air, call us 909-619-2932. It is the Community Collective.
This is Vanessa from San Bernardino, and I'm hanging in studio with Bam and Ro on the Community Collective on Old School 104.7. Good morning.